Good morning. We are continuing Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Lamadalad Lamadhei. The Melachos of Masartet and Mamachik. We're starting Simon Gimel. A Kalav Mina Or Chayav Mishum Mamachik. So we mentioned already that Mamachik can mean removing the hair to make the surface smooth. The Mamachik can mean rubbing the ore to smooth it out. It could also mean removing pieces of skin which detract from the smoothness of the ore. And therefore, if a person takes off a layer, a klipa, from the hide, that's a form of a machik. A person would do that for the purpose of creating a smoother surface. So that's a form of a machik. If you aim a garden, besakin, a betziperin, minul ben chodesh ben yoshin. So a person has leather shoes, and he gets mud on the shoes. He wants to scrape off the mud. So he has a problem when he's scraping off the mud using a knife. There's a concern that he's scraping some of the leather with it as well. So he's taking away some of the surface of the leather, and thereby being over the surface of memachik. And they should color for ore. So the person should not use something which is sharp like a knife. Taking a piece of pottery, which is not muksa, it's rather tiltal, and using it to scrape, that usually does not have the sharpness to remove any of the layer of the leather itself. If he doesn't have a piece of cheres, and the shoe is dirty. The concern especially was not just mud, but there was other things on the ground in the streets of the old days. They had animals relieving themselves on the street. So he needs to clean his shoe to be able to daven. So what do you do? Much of the counselor Bakura. So you're allowed to rub it against the piece of wood, but removing the dirt which is there. And that's mutter. Now, he moves to a different issue. I will look because of Shalbinyan to the the person wants to rub it against a building or on the ground, so he takes the dirt off, takes the mud off. He's adding a layer to the building, or adding a layer to the ground. So the Chayyadim is concerned with the Malach of Bonet. You're thickening the wall, or you're adding to the surface of the ground. The Mishabur is not concerned with the Bonet aspect. It's clear to people that this is not a real benefit to the wall. So it's not considered Bonet. When it comes to the ground, he does mention there is a concern. He's not really doing this for the purpose of binyan. It looks like he's doing myself a binyan. So if you have no other solution, that'd be the solution. You can scrape the shoe on the wall, removing the dirt and the mud onto the wall off of the shoe. Barzel shehu lifnei beis haknesses. I'm not sure exactly what this Matthias is referring to. It's mentioned already in Shulchan Aruch. It sounds like that this was a common problem. The people came into the shul, they walked on the streets were dirt when it rained. The streets were muddy. People would track trends of the mud, so they put a piece of metal rod, which was used for scraping, before they walked into the building. So to scrape against that piece of metal, if it's not sharp, it's just rather it's thick, so it's not going to scrape some of the surface of the leather, because it's not shaped in a way which could do that. So, so he can use this as a vehicle to scrape off the mud. You look at the Pitzkin Shibura in number two. And he says, he quotes from the Shibura, if the person does it gently, we're not worried about it. Actual scraping taking place. So he differentiates, according to Mr. Berg, differentiates if a person is doing it gently or not. A person is doing it gently, a person can be makel, and assume it's not going to be a problem. A person, then he says, furthermore, especially if the mud is, it's not dried, but rather it's still muddy, it's wet, there's more reason to be makel. The process of removing it is not as strenuous. It comes off easily, as opposed to when it's dried, you have to break through the hardened mud. And so, in this situation, a person can be makel. Sounds like without having to use a shasat chak. Have a good day.